Welcome to the Newcastle United for Youth Success Podcast. My name is Pranay Tala and I'm a member of the Youth Project for Newcastle United for Youth. Today we will be talking with Vince Canziani, who is the director of the Wagon Road Camp of Children's Aid. As one of the NCUFY sector members behind the development of this podcast, we have invited him today to speak with us a bit about the structure, goals, and underlying themes of this project. So Vince, how are you doing today?
I'm really good and I'm delighted to be here talking with you.
All right, so do you think you could tell us a bit about what gave rise to this podcast project, like what you were hoping to learn?
Yeah, the project came as a result of wanting to focus as much as possible on the positive, on the successes that youth have. Newcastle United for Youth is an attempt, is a community organization that is working on reducing drug and alcohol use for teens and youth. And there is an effort to then try to maximize what is good and possible and the strengths that the youth have, with the theory being that when kids are actively involved positively, that is a protective factor for drug use. That if you are more positively engaged in things, then you are less likely to use drugs and alcohol. That's the theory that the whole coalition is based on. And so what we wanted to do was we wanted to give opportunities for people to tell their stories of success as examples of positive impact that people are having on each other, that experiences they're having that are having positive impacts on themselves, just to increase the positivity for youth, role models for each other, that kind of thing. So we wanted to get those stories out.
All right, so it sounds like you're saying that the value of learning about the success of others in the community is that the theme of success is kind of negatively correlated with, substance abuse and vaping, and focusing on like success and these kinds of activities take away time and energy that could be negatively spent in substance abuse and vaping.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more positively engaged people are, the better they feel about themselves, the better you feel about yourself, the less likely you're needing to go to do something that is going to make you feel better, like drugs and alcohol do. They do that. They definitely do that. Mm-hmm. And when people have all these this positive energy, they're just less likely to use drugs and alcohol.
Right. So how would you say the podcast is structured, and how do you think the structure of this podcast contributes to this overall meaning of success?
Yeah, so the idea then was we worked with a group of youth to design the interview structure because we wanted it to come from them. We wanted it to be personally meaningful for them. And so they were the ones that actually focused on success as the concept. It's important when you're working with youth that they represent their perspective. Adults who, having gone through youth, we have all of these complex opinions about what youth need to do and what's good for them. And we often miss the mark simply because we're very far away from that time in our lives. And we're making judgments based on decades of experience. It's quite a different thing when a youth describes how they experience things, because it is real for them in the moment. And so they came up with the concept of success as opposed to tell their story. It was a very interesting moment. In the discussion, they said, we don't want to be asked to tell our story, because we associate that with our parents asking of like, what's the story? Where were you? Kind of the interrogation that sometimes families can get into as parents are trying to figure out what's going on with their kids. And they said, let's go away from the storytelling. That's just too negatively connected for us. But success isn't. Telling the story when we succeeded, it makes us feel better. And so that's where the structure came from. And so it became, how do we get kids to be comfortable talking about their successes? So the next thing that they came up with was their hobbies. What are the things that they love to do? And it was out of the hobbies that the successes flowed. And I'm very happy that the youth were able to articulate this and to create this structure. As the, you know, one of the adults consulting on this, you know, I helped them kind of organize their thoughts around how they would approach it. But the content was really from them.
Right. So I agree that it's really interesting how this podcast is more centered around, you know, students asking questions rather than, you know, teachers or adults asking questions. And I think that's definitely one of the things that makes this unique. So now I just wanted to talk about the themes you mentioned, like hobbies. So are there different themes enforced in different episodes, or do we have underlying themes that go throughout the podcast? How does that work?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because I think that could be a development of this podcast with the youth. At first, we were just wanting to get them to tell us about their successes. There are themes that do emerge, and I think that you learn from listening to people. If we review the podcasts that we recorded, we might be able to take from them like powerful moments that could become themes for other podcasts. I remember very distinctly one of the podcasts where this one participant talked about how negatively viewed she was by other people and how she believed in herself. And in spite of the fact that she had her own doubts about whether she could measure up. But when she measured up, she discovered, wow, I can really do this. I can really be trusted. And that was a discovery in the middle of the podcast for her. And it could create a podcast theme of moments of discovering your abilities you didn't even know you had. That could be a good theme to follow up on.
All right, so we've been discussing these themes that run through our podcasts. Do you think that having students ask the questions rather than adults allows for a fresh perspective of these subjects? And if so, how will understanding things from this perspective impact the audience?
Yeah, I definitely think that youth talking to youth is always better. I think there's a certain comfort that youth have, and they feel a little easier with what they would like to share as they connect to somebody of their own age group. Sometimes talking with adults can limit what happens, because sometimes kids want to say things that they think adults want to hear. So I think that gives a fresh point of view. It's like, let the kids talk about their experience. I think it has an impact too, to give kids this forum to talk about their successes. Because oftentimes, the larger community made up of adults and other kids can learn a lot about youth by just listening to them. They can see the abilities and strengths that they have. Other youth can feel a connection and feel like, I can do that too. Or, yeah, I had a similar experience to what the podcast is talking about that really connects with me. And I really want to know what that person did to solve the situation they were in. So having youth talk about these things that are powerful and important to them, it allows that information to just get out there. And then people get to interact with it in their own ways and create meaning for themselves just by listening to it. I think it's a very powerful medium.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so now I just wanted to transition into our first success story. Have you personally had any memorable stories that you would like to share with us?
Well, thank you for asking. I really appreciate the opportunity to do that. I have to say that, the one I'd like to pick of the successes that I've had in my life, being that I'm 60, I've been around for a while. But I've had the real honor and the pleasure of running Wagon Road for 20 years now. And Wagon Road Summer Camp is a diversity camp. Brings kids from all different racial and ethnic backgrounds together to have fun in the summer. But more than that, it's an opportunity to help people connect across barriers. And they're kids. They're kids ages, 5 through 13. And they get into conflict with each other. It's a very natural kind of thing. But one of the things that we pride ourselves, and one of the things that I have felt honored to be able to be is that person who gets kids together and allows them to talk with each other over a conflict and give them the guidance on how to fix it. The restorative justice models where people are allowed to hear each other's pain, talk to each other, connect to each other, and then honestly apologize for what they've done so that they can heal has been a success at the camp, which I am very proud of, but it's been an honor to play that role for kids. So I guess my greatest success is to be the facilitator of healing at the camp.
So I just wanted to bring up another point. In light of all of the racial tensions or racial incidents that have been happening, you know, in our larger community, what role do you think this podcast will play in facilitating, you know, the healing of our community?
Yeah, I think it can. I mean, I think if, it's a complex thing to deal with race and racial tension. I don't think anybody has the, you know, the complete answer. I think we have to answer it as a community. But right. The podcast, by focusing on success, could play a role in the process by focusing on places where racial healing and honesty and new understanding have happened for people. If people did podcast episodes and talked about an experience where they felt heard and understood and healed, it would point in the direction of strength, and it would give the community a sense that there are places here where we have the emotional and social and interpersonal skill to heal this wound. So the Success Podcast could highlight that. And it might be useful for the town in this process.
All right. These are great points. And thanks for bringing that up. We're out of time right now, so I just want to say a big thank you to Vince Canziani for speaking with us.
Well, it's been my great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm Pranay, and thank you for joining us on episode 1 of the Newcastle United for Youth Stories of Success podcast.